Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This time of the afternoon, I'm very pleased to tell you that on the line is Gideon Falter. He is Chief Executive of the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, which is a UK-based charity dedicated to exposing and countering anti-Semitism through education and zero tolerance enforcement of the law. Gideon Falter, thank you for being with us this afternoon. Pleasure to have you on Chai FM again.
Good afternoon. Pleasure to be here.
So Gideon, really interesting. I think many of us for a long time felt like, oh wow, we the hard done by people in Africa, oh to be in Europe. I think things have turned around a bit. I don't think it's so easy to be a Jew in Europe right now.
It's not. I mean, we've seen European country after European country going through extraordinary difficulties. We've seen the Jews of France leaving in their thousands. We've seen Jews in Belgium having enormous difficulties, Jews in Germany as well. And I think from here in Britain, what we saw was one European country after another where the lights turned out, and then we started to feel them flickering here in Britain. And I think with the polling that we've just carried out shows really that British Jews are back from the brink in many ways, because we had these terrible years of Jeremy Corbyn, where there was a real possibility that an anti-Semite might be elected prime minister of the country. And a lot of British Jews lost their hope in the future. But we've seen from the polling now about 2/3 of British Jews now believe once again that Jews have a long-term future in the UK. But there are some serious scars that are remaining. And we see, for example, 44% of British Jews now hide any signs of Judaism when they go out in public. So we've got some really mixed results, where we've got past these awful Corbyn years, but we're now seeing that British Jews are feeling very, very scarred by the experience and feeling very uncertain about revealing their Judaism in public.
That is a fascinating statistic. It's a much higher statistic than I ever would have imagined. I'm wondering, is that a country-wide survey? I mean, surely that wouldn't encompass North London, for example. Surely 40% of Jews don't think that, or am I wrong?
No, it does. That is actually a national survey that we put together, and we consulted on it and were assisted by King's College in London. So it's a major survey that we put together every year. We also actually survey the British public with one of the premier pollsters here in the UK called YouGov. And what we do is we show people 12 different statements about Jews. And this is not Jews that we're asking the questions to. We're asking questions to ordinary British adults. And we found that 55% of British adults don't harbour any anti-Semitic views at all. But 45% do harbour some degree of anti-Semitism. And within that, there is about 12% who are really hardcore and harbour a whole range of anti-Semitic views. So we're seeing a very difficult picture in the UK, where on the one hand, we've seen the British public really rally around the Jewish community during the Corbyn years, and the British media and the British public predominantly coming out on the side of the Jewish people here. And yet on the other side of things, we're seeing this sort of normalization of anti-Semitic prejudice. We're seeing British Jews who are afraid to show signs of Judaism. We've got an astonishing 88% of people in the Jewish community who still believe that the Labour Party is harboring anti-Semites. And we've still got about 2/3 of the British Jewish public who think that the authorities aren't doing enough to address and punish anti-Semitism. So I guess we're back from the brink. We're back from a situation in which things were truly awful, but we're back to a situation where things aren't awful, but they're bad. And we've got an awful lot of fight left to go before we can feel confident about the future in this country.
So let's talk about that fight. I mean, what does one do? What is available to you to change things?
Well, the work that we do predominantly looks at trying to ensure that there is education against anti-Semitism, but also those who engage in anti-Semitism face ruinous consequences for their action. And I think one of the mantras that we go by comes from the Torah. It's tzedek tzedek tirdov, justice justice you shall pursue. And the methodology we pursue is that if anti-Semites are able to take action against Jews and pursue their hatred without any kind of consequences for them, then they will become bolder and bolder. And so what we've done is we've actually brought major lawsuits. We've privately prosecuted these people. We've sued the Crown Prosecution Service even and forced them to prosecute people. We were the complainant in the major investigation into anti-Semitism in Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party by the Equality and Human Rights Commission. And we've also been at the forefront of front page media campaigning to bring to the British public's attention the fact that anti-Semitism is very much alive and well in this country. And it's a problem that isn't just a Jewish problem. It's a problem that affects all people. And if you allow anti-Semitism to flourish, it's the kind of hatred that unravels society's very fabric and very moral fiber. So that's really how we've been going about it. But it's the kind of fight that only succeeds if you manage to get the general population on your side.
Can you talk to me about your reaction to an initiative as happened recently in Belgium, the banning of shechita, Jewish kosher slaughter?
It's quite an astonishing thing because the European Union holds itself out as being a champion for all people's rights. And shechita is obviously one of the more humane ways of slaughtering animals. In fact, you know, the Jewish tradition has always been to slaughter animals in a way that that really tries to minimize the terror that they feel. It's not necessarily anti-Semitic, but this is a decision which is going to drastically affect Jewish communities in the European Union. It doesn't affect us in Britain because obviously Britain's now left the European Union. So this decision doesn't have a direct impact here. But it's a very serious development because obviously Jewish life Jews have to live in harmony with modern life, and we've never had a problem with that. But if there are certain practices, certain Jewish ritual practices, which are at the very heart of Judaism, which become banned in countries, then it's a very severe problem. I mean, I should also add that it's a very severe problem for the Muslim population of Europe as well, because this impacts them also.
Gideon Falter, we have to leave it there. We're out of time, but thank you for talking to me this afternoon. And here's looking forward to many chats in the future. I find your area of expertise one of absolute fascination and so incredibly
it's
important.
It's a pleasure, and it's a great thank show. You. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.